Well, Charles, that was not a great night, really, was it?
No, it's one of those nights to forget, really. But it does happen in 2020, and there was two outstanding innings. The obvious one being Ryder, but I thought Pettini played particularly well, and you've got to give credit to the opposition when they play like that. And to chase 212 generally goes one way or the other, close to run chase, or you lose a couple of wickets and it's not a competition, and unfortunately that was the way it panned out.
I was going to say, it's bad enough having one person play well against you, but when there's two...
Yeah, and it's the nature of the game. And we've certainly done that to other sides in the past, so you have to give them credit. And for us, it's about bouncing back next game. It becomes important now that we get our next win. We had a good start. We just had a couple of losses now, and it's important we get back on track.
It was an interesting decision to let them bat first.
Not really. If you look at the way things have played out over the years here and the way we've beaten Essex in the past... It's pretty much a put them in and chase down a total, but obviously that total was too big, and we weren't able to get near it tonight. But on another occasion, you pick up early wickets and you're chasing 170, 180, you generally find a team batting second gets over the line. So that's the way we saw it. Unfortunately, it didn't pan out tonight, but we go again next game against Glamorgan.
He brought Joe Gatting in, and that's not an easy situation for him to come in at number three, is it?
No, it's not. He can throw caution to the wind and play his shots. Unfortunately, it wasn't for him tonight. He's played outstandingly well in the second team, really deserved his chance, and he'll get another one. Sean Irvine's out for a little bit. We're not 100% sure how long. We'll find out that on Monday, but Joe comes in, he's got his chance.
Interesting. I mean, Adam Wheat has been batting six all season in the T20, and yet in this game, when you kind of needed loads of quick runs, he ends up being seven.
Yeah, there's slight doubt about his side, which he felt in the nets early on today before the game. He got through the keeping, but felt it again, and it was an element of protecting him. But the way he played there towards the end, feel that the positive is that he should be all right, and hopefully he'll be available for Sunday.
I know you don't want me to say this, but that's the highest losing margin by runs tonight, 78, that Hampshire had in this competition.
Is that right? Well, that's, as I say, it's the nature of the game, and unfortunately we're on the receiving end of it. Over the years, the lads have played brilliantly in this competition, and they'll bounce back, I'm sure, and we're hopeful it'll be next game.